Well, good morning. It is October 11th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to continue reading through 1 Kings chapter 14. Then we're going to pick up in Colossians chapter 1. We're going to begin that book today once again. Then we're going to go back to Ezekiel chapter 44, just a couple more chapters left in that long book. Then we are going to continue through the Psalms by reading Psalm 97 and 98. So let's get into the Word today. 1 Kings chapter 14. At that time, Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise and disguise yourself, that it not be known that you are the wife of Jeroboam, and go to Shiloh. And behold, Ahijah the prophet is there, who said of me that I should be king over this people. And take with you 10 loaves, some cakes, and a jar of honey, and go to him, and he will tell you what shall happen to the child." And Jeroboam's wife did so. And she arose and went to Shiloh and came to the house of Ahijah. Now Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were dim for his age. And the Lord said to Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam is coming to inquire of you concerning her, for he is sick. And thus shall you say to her." And when she came, she pretended to be another woman. But when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, he said, "Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why do you pretend to be another? For I am charged with unbearable news for you. Go, tell Jeroboam, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, because I exalted you from among the people and made you leader over the people of Israel and tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you, and yet you have not been like my servant David, who kept my commandments and followed me with all of his heart, doing only that which was right in my eyes. But you have done evil above all who were before you, and have gone and made for yourselves other gods and metal images, provoking me to anger, and have cast me behind your back. Therefore, behold, I will bring harm upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam every male, both bond and free in Israel, and will burn up the house of Jeroboam as a man burns up dung until it is all gone. And anyone belonging to Jeroboam who dies in the city, the dogs shall eat, and anyone who dies in the open country, the birds of the heavens shall eat, for the Lord has spoken it. Arise, therefore, and go to your house. And when your feet enter the city, the child shall die, and all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him. For he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found something pleasing to the Lord, the God of Israel, in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord will raise up for himself a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam today. And henceforth the Lord will strike Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and root up Israel out of this good land that he gave to their fathers, and scatter them beyond the Euphrates, because they have made their Asherim, provoking the Lord to anger. And he will give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned and made Israel to sin. Then Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah. And as she came to the threshold of the house, the child died. And all Israel buried him and mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the prophet. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. And the time that Jeroboam reigned was 22 years, and he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his place. Now Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. And Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city of the Lord, that city that the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah the Ammonite. And Judah did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins that they committed, more than all that their fathers had done. For they also built for themselves high places and pillars and Asherim on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also male cult prostitutes in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nation that the Lord drove out before the people of Israel. In the 5th year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and he took away everything. He also took away all the shields of gold that Solomon had made, and King Rehoboam made in their place shields of bronze, and committed them to the hands of the officers of the guard who kept the door of the king's house. And then as often as the king went into the house of the Lord, the guard carried them and brought them back to the guard room. Now, the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah the Ammonite. And Abijam, his son, reigned in his place. That was 1 Kings chapter 14. Let's continue on to Colossians. We're going to begin the book of Colossians today. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. And of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed the whole world is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you since the day that you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. And he is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And also, from the day that we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. And to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of the mysteries, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. And for this I toil, struggling with all his energy, that he powerfully works within me. That was Colossians chapter 1. Let's move on over to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 44. Ezekiel chapter 44. And then he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary which faces east, and it was shut. And the Lord said to me, this gate shall remain open. It shall not be opened, and no one shall enter by it. For the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered by it, and therefore it shall remain shut. And only the prince may sit in it to eat bread before the Lord. And he shall enter by way of the vestibule of the gate, and shall go out by the same way. And then he brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the temple, and I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord, and I fell on my face. And the Lord said to me, Son of man, mark well, see with your eyes, and hear with your ears all that I shall tell you concerning all the statutes of the temple of the Lord and all of its laws. And mark well the entrance to the temple and all the exits from the sanctuary. And say to the rebellious house, to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, O house of Israel, enough of all your abominations, in admitting foreigners, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, to be in my sanctuary, profaning my temple when you offer to me my food, the fat and the blood. You have broken my covenant in addition to all of your abominations, and you have not kept charge of my holy things, but you have set others to keep my charge for you in my sanctuary. And thus says the Lord God, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, of all the foreigners who are among the people of Israel shall enter my sanctuary. But the Levites who went far from me, going astray from me after their idols when Israel went astray, shall bear their punishment. They shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates of the temple and ministering in the temple. And they shall slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before the people to minister to them. Because they ministered to them before their idols and became a stumbling block of iniquity to the house of Israel, and therefore I have sworn concerning them, declares the Lord God, and they shall bear their punishment. And they shall not come near me to serve me as priests, nor come near any of my holy things and the things that are most holy, but they shall bear the shame and the abomination that they have committed. And yet I will appoint them to keep charge of the temple, and to do all its services, and all that is to be done in it. But the Levitical priest, the sons of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the people of Israel went astray from me, shall come near to me to minister to me. And they shall stand before me to offer me the fat and the blood, declares the Lord God. And they shall enter my sanctuary, and they shall approach my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge. And when they enter the gates of the inner court, they shall wear linen garments, and shall have nothing of wool on them, while they minister at the gates of the inner court and within. They shall have linen turbans on their heads, and linen undergarments around their waists. And they shall not bind themselves with anything that causes sweat. And when they go out into the outer court of the people, they shall put off the garments in which they have been ministering, and lay them in the holy chambers. And they shall put on the other garments, lest they transmit holiness to the people with their garments. And they shall not shave their heads, or let their locks grow long. They shall surely trim the hairs of their head. And no priest shall drink wine when he enters into the inner court. They shall not marry a widow or a divorced woman, but only virgins of the offspring of the house of Israel, or a widow who is the widow of a priest. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between the unclean and the clean. And in a dispute they shall act as judges, and they shall judge it according to my judgments. And they shall keep my laws and my statutes and all my appointed feasts, and they shall keep my Sabbaths holy. They shall not defile themselves by going near to the dead person. However, for father or mother, for son or daughter, for brother or unmarried sister, they may defile themselves. And after he has become clean, they shall count 7 days for him. And on the day that he goes into the holy place, into the inner court, to minister in the holy place, he shall offer his sin offering, declares the Lord. And this shall be their inheritance. I am their inheritance. And you shall give them no possession in Israel. I am their possession. And they shall eat the grain offering and the sin offering and the guilt offering, and every devoted thing in Israel shall be theirs. And the first of all the first fruits of all kinds, then every offspring of all kinds from all your offspring shall belong to the priest. You shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that a blessing may rest on your house. And the priest shall not eat of anything, whether bird or beast, that has died of itself or is torn by wild animals. That was Ezekiel chapter 44. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Psalms 97 and Psalms 98. Psalms 97 and 98 today. Psalm 97, the Lord reigns, and let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world, and the earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. All worshippers of images are put to shame, who make their boasts in worthless idols. Worship him, all you gods. And Zion hears and is glad. The daughters of Judah rejoice because your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has worked salvation for him. And the Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord, and let the sea roar and all that fills it. The world and all those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth, and he will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity. Well, amen. That was our reading today for October 11th, 2021. God bless you. Stay in the Word today, and Lord willing, I will see you tomorrow morning. Bye now.